Good morning. Welcome to the is morning, no, it's afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Spit Slip Friday, 14th of February, Valentine's Day. You'll all be out, won't you? You'll all be out taking your good ladies out tonight, I expect. Treating them. I'll be treating Mrs. E to a bit of French League 2, Dutch League, Belgium, Germany. That's what she's got on the cards for this evening, the lucky girl. Right. I'll get to yesterday's podcast in a minute, but I met with the art, our good stalwart art, and the bot development for RTS Racing. So I'm going to give you a little update on that. We've made solid progress, so we are going to be in a position from the 1st of March to launch RTS Racing Auto. So in effect, it will bet, initially it will bet the macros that we provide, and if they change, it will change with them, and that will be available from the 1st of March. But, and I know people are going to get the ump now, initially it is open to FTS Racing, existing RTS Racing, FTS Racing members. We're going to change everything to FTS. It's FTS Racing it's going to be. I don't know where RTS even came from. So it's going to be open to them initially. And for the first month, we are going to have 30 people only. Like a restaurant, do a soft launch. We're going to do a soft launch just to check that with those numbers, we're not getting any issues on the support side. Obviously, if we just open it up and loads charge in and then there's problems, it becomes harder. So some people are going to miss out initially. I know they're going to have the ump, but we're going to do it on a first come first serve basis. It will be for 30 people only. Once we're happy that it's all running, then I'll open it out to anyone on FTS. And basically that will just mean you will need, just to clarify, you will need a Bet Engine subscription. And the cheapest one of those is the two tab version at £12.50. You will need to leave your computer on or a VPS to run the Bet Engine 24/7, and there will be a £7.50 a month charge for the file production, because that's got to be done every day for the selections, which the Bet Engine will upload. Once you're running, you don't need to do anything. It will run 24/7 as long as your VPS is on or your computer's on and Bet Engine is running. It will just automatically load the selections day in, day out, and produce them. The long-term plan, which we talked about yesterday, is to be able then to create people who've got their own macros, both on RAP and on RTS, to generate a file for you to bet those as well. That will take, we're going to do some testing on that, so that's not ready for launch yet. It not guaranteeing that it will happen, but that is what we're looking at now, so that if you have your own macros, we're going to try at this end that we can create a file for you for Bet Engine. So in essence then, if you've got your own macros and the FTS macros we provide, you will be able to bet them 24/7 without any input. You won't need to download files, open Excel or do anything. And obviously they won 200 odd points our macros last year, so any similar performance is profits for doing very, very little once you're set up. But initially 30 people, and that is it. The other thing we're looking at is to automate the ultimate halftime CS lays, and that we'll be looking to get ready for August. Can be done, so not a problem. So in again, you wouldn't need to go onto the website for Ultimate. You wouldn't need to check the halftime score, check the price, put a bet on. We will have a bespoke single version bot that will do that for you. We will limit the numbers on that because obviously the money's all going to be hitting the market at the same time. But that is in the pipeline now for August for the new football season. So if you want to do the racing, you'll be able to automate it fully. And even if you just wanted to do the halftime CS lays, you would be able to automate those. preference will go to Ultimate members for that. It won't be something, if you're not an Ultimate member, you can't jump the queue for that. I've got to be fair to the guys who've been using Ultimate and betting those selections over the last couple of years. But as I say, so the own macro setup and the halftime CSLAs are in the pipeline. Betting our macro selections on RTS or FTS racing is ready to go, and it will be a soft launch, 30 people, which will I have details of. I'll publish everything and get it all set up for you the last week of February, so people can sign up last week of February, the initial 30, and it will be ready to go on the 1st of March, and bet you through Cheltenham as well. And as I say, don't panic if you don't get that initial 30. Once we're happy that everything's running, we've checked any support issues that people have, then we will expand it out. But initially, a soft launch for 30 only. £12.50 for BetEngine minimum copy, £7.50 for the file production a month. What's that, 25p a day? You need a VPS or your computer running 24/7, and then you don't have to do anything. So that's that. Yes, right. What else have I got? Good. Yesterday, good response to the podcast. As I say, once again, I wake up and these things sort of come out my mouth and take me down roads. And James Garner very validly said, good podcast, but didn't agree with it all. And he's doing well with XG. And as I rightly said to James, quite right, shouldn't agree with it. It is just my opinion. I'm not saying it's shit or crap or anything. In my opinion, it's flawed and I don't use it. I mean, I like logic. I look at, I used to argue Richard, a guy who helped me with the bets. He used to talk to me about racing systems, and I go, where's the logic in it? Like, don't bet on a Thursday. Why not? Well, because it hasn't had many good Thursdays. Yeah, but that's just nonsense. It's not logic. There's no logic to it. And I like logic to my stuff. And when you look at Infogoal, I mean, I followed Infogoal on Twitter and I had to stop because they just drove me bananas. It just drove me absolutely mad, the fairness ratings. And they've got a league table, their expected goals league table, which has got Man City ahead of Liverpool, which, you know, I just can't have. I can't have. How can you possibly have when you've got a team, what, 22 points clear? Are they something like that? 22 points clear. They've only drawn one game, won everything. Yet the expected goals model is showing that they shouldn't be top of the league. And it's got Tottenham down below Brighton. It's got Norwich about 8 places higher than they are. When I look at that, just instantly in my head, I struggle to take it seriously. So I am quite close-minded, old dinosaur, as I said. So I just think, well, logically, that doesn't make any sense to me. And then when I did look into it, as I said, you know, Harry Kane, Lamella having a shot from the same place, Mark the same. I think it'll evolve. I think it will get better. And I'm sure there's people who do use it. And James is obviously one who uses it to make money and do profits. And I'm sure it will evolve and get better. I get it from a club's point of view, the analytics side of it, from a betting point of view. You know my phrase? Not for me. I like logic. We were talking yesterday about half times when we were talking about doing the bot for the half time CSLAs. It's a popular bet, isn't it? A second half goal, you know, I think even Gurdie posted the other day. I like first half goals, but more edge second half goals. I'm not sure how he backed that up, but that was his statement. But generally, you know, betting service things, they love a second half goal. It's something that people go on about. And I do bet in the second half. I have a few second half methods, and one I'm sharing some selections on Twitter, whether I should or shouldn't, because you make a rod for your back, but late on and see how they go. But they've been profitable. We were talking about it yesterday, and we were talking about scorelines. I think if you've, those who've listened to the pod all the time, I said to you, that, I mean, I've got a database from FDD, every game that's been played in whatever it is, the 27, 28 leagues, that's had a qualifying scoreline. So I'm talking about it's not on any other home win, it's not got to 4 or 5 nil at half time. And I said to you a while back, just blind, laying 1-1. You could just get up and lay 1-1, and it was winning. It's now regressed back to the mean. It's pretty much level 1-1. But it's something that people overanalyse and look at. But there's no logic just saying, oh, well, I'll lay 1-1 because that's a scoreline. But if you lay 1-1 between 5 and 7 over that database, it's 80 points up. So a 1-1 scoreline where it's between 5.0 and 7.0 half time in two and a bit seasons is 80 points up for 700 games. And it's at the minute, it's not shown any signs of stopping. I'm sure it will, but it's not shown any signs of stopping. And in doing that, we got through, and you're going to laugh at this one, we got talking about goal times and all sorts. 1-0, you know, 1-0 is a popular like score. I mean, I had a friend of mine, a bookmaker, who told me 1-0 is the best scoreline to lay. I said, why is that? He said, because the home team wants to get a second goal to close out the game, and the away team is trying to equalise. He said, so the half-time team talk, I mean, now he knows what's going on in the dressing room. Half-time team talk in these games is positive in both. Go and get the second, go and get the equaliser for the away team. So 1-0, I said, yeah, but it's all going to be relevant to price. 1-0 across the life of that database. There's been 1,674 games. It loses 42 points. Now, we were just fiddling around because we had the sheet open. It loses 42 points, but if that 1-0, if that goal was scored between 20 and 30 minutes, so it's 1-0 at half time, but the goal was scored between 20 and 30 minutes, all of a sudden it's not losing 42 points. For those selections, it's winning 65 points in 410 games. It's the only time band where it's winning. And you look and think, well, there's no logic to that. There's no logic whatsoever, because what's the difference between 19 minutes and 20 minutes, or 30 minutes and 31 minutes? But between 20 and 30 minutes, it's winning 65 points. Why is that? There's no logic to it, is there? I mean, if people want me to produce a table of all this, I can, because I've got all the data. It wouldn't take me long. It's not something that I look at, but it's just interesting. I mean, we were talking yesterday about half-time scores, and we just literally stumbled on that playing around. We were just playing around with the database. And you look at it and think, well, why? Where's the logic? And that's my point with XG. I wouldn't go around betting games 1-0 with a goal 20 to 30 minutes, because in my head there's no logic to it, and XG's very similar. That's really where I was going. I mean, if you filter that down even further and say where the half-time price is between, I think that was four and seven. 4 and 7, is it? If you filter that down, so 1-0... I'm just running it now for you. I've just opened it up and running it. 1-0 between half-time price between 4 and 7. So you'd be laying between 4 and 7, or back in roughly sort of round about 118, 119 to 133, something like that, if you were backing another goal. But between where the goal is scored between 20 and 30 minutes, no logic to it whatsoever, 96 points, blind. So just having a look at every game in all those leagues on FDD, seeing it's 1-0 and going, oh, when was the goal scored? Oh, it was scored in 20 to 30 minutes. What's the price at half-time? Well, the correct score lay price is between 4 and 7, or the inverse price to back another goal is around about 1.2 to 1.334. You're 96 points up for 700 games. Obviously you got to sit there and do it, or you might want to bot it, and you know, people like Lee Cow maybe be able to do this sort of stuff through BetAngel and Excel. But for me, where's the logic to that? I don't know. You look at a goal in the first 20 minutes, if you clear the time and go to the first 20 minutes between 1 and 19, exactly the same price and everything else, but where the goal scored in the first 19 minutes as opposed to 20 to 30, and it loses 121 points. I mean, it's a 200 point difference. It's gone from winning 96 points between 20 and 30 minutes to losing 120 points between 1 and 19 minutes. Subsequently, I think if you go, you'd only got 31 and 45 left. 31 to 45. There you are, you got me live clicking the old spreadsheets here. If only I had all this in a database. So 31 to 45 loses 108 points. So you've got 121 points up to 20 minutes minus 108 points after 30 minutes. But in the 20 to 30 minute period, it wins nearly 100 points. Answers on a postcard. There you go. But it's what I'm talking about. It's logic for, you know... There'll be people who do that now, and if you do, that's on your head, as I like to say, at your own peril. It's logic for me, you know. And when I come, the reason I got into that, because we were talking about it yesterday, but going back to yesterday's pod, XG, it's about logic for me. I look at that and I see a league table, XG, Man City should be top, Tottenham should be 13th, 14th, Brighton should be above Tottenham, Norwich shouldn't be bottom, they should be 7th or 8th. I just can't, in my head, it's just illogical. It's not, it's, and I might, again, I'm say, I might be a dinosaur, I might need to have, take a more open view of it, but I don't get it, just like I don't get this. I mean, I've got this in front of me, and I could say to people, right, I'm setting up a service, and I'm going to do 1-0, and I'm just going to wait till 20:30, and see if the goal's 20, and fire out an alert, and hope it carries on. But there's no logic to why it would carry on. There's no logic to why 19 minutes is different to 20, or 20 is different to 21, and these are absolute uniform goal times taken from the same source every single time. Prices are accurate, so everything there over whatever 2.5 years data now. But there's no logic, is there? There's no logic to it. But look at people laying 1-0 tonight. What the FDD leagues? What are they? Is it 1-0? When was the goal scored? There you go. Right, I think I've waffled on long enough. I don't know whether any of that made any sense whatsoever. Even Sam said to me yesterday, it's time, if you're going to continue this podcast, you started writing things down, because she hears me babbling on and saying, oh, I haven't got that there. Right, where am I here? Where's the game? Right, I've got a few little bits for you. Football first. Wolves versus Leicester. First half goal. I just want to check the prices, actually. Yeah, 3.45 the draw. Right, so first half goal, if 0-0 20 minutes, then a first half goal drip backing over 0.5 first half goals, or laying under 0.5 first half goals, Wolves versus Leicester in the Premier League, obviously. If it gets to 0-0 at half time, lay the draw. Lay the draw and trade on a goal. So Wolves Leicester drip backing or drip laying a first half goal, 20 minutes if 0-0, and then lay the draw at half time if it is 0-0 and trade from there. I'm going to make a big statement now. This is a Tiger Roll moment. I will be amazed if that game finishes 0-0. I will be staggered. Right, where else? Got a couple of horses. A couple of horses, which I had and I've lost. One it was in the 140 at Fakenham, I know that. 140 at Fakenham, win and place selling all the time. 140 Fakenham, win and place selling all the time. The other one was at Lingfield somewhere. I'm going to have a stab at the 340. No, got that wrong. I'm going to have a stab at the 310. No, 235. No, I'm doing well now. 440 it is. 440 at Lingfield. You click there, you get them in enough. 440 at Lingfield. Enmeshing. Daniel Muscat's ride. Enmeshing. Think this has got a half decent chance. Enmeshing in the 440 at Lingfield. The horses are, so I'm going to get through to Cheltenham. I don't know whether you remember, I was doing some horses, posting a lot of selections in sort of Excel form the back end of last year on the forum. On the Twitter. I think Art was putting them onto the form. I am going to hopefully resume them for the flat season. Obviously with racing, when the clock's going, racing starts a bit later. I've got longer in the mornings. I've had an absolute disaster today. There was one Irish game on Betfair. One Irish game that's on tonight that wasn't on Betfair. It cost me 3 hours because I'm up and I don't know when it's going to appear. And when it's, I then need to wait for the FDD side to do their stats and update that, because everything they do gets driven off the Betfair coupon. So I am all behind like a cow's tail, as my West Country saying that is. My good lady says that. I don't know why, all behind like a cow's tail, but I am all behind like a cow's tail. So things I was going to do today may not get done because I've got to go through all the football now for the evening. I've done some, but I've got a load more to do, but hopefully I'll catch up. But yeah, that's what happens. See, Betfair don't have these games on, I lose 3 hours. It's a fucking trauma. Right, that's it. I do think that's it. I take your point, well, Kevin Kelly, about Fergie time and FTS time. I do go on a little bit afterwards, but I think of things as they come in my head. When I script all this, I'm going to get this properly produced, you know, perhaps get a studio. Who knows? Right, I've given you the football, I've given you the horses, I've waffled on about half-time scores and XG and logic. I've done all the stuff on the FTS website. That's up to date. So I'm going to sit and work through my own football sheets now. Have a lovely Friday. Have a lovely Valentine's Day. Enjoy yourselves. Romantic meals. Flowers. If you're out with your missus, no football trading. It's a flipping disgrace. If you're taking her out, take her out. If you're football trading, stay in. Mine knows exactly where she's standing. She's having a tin of beans on toast. And we have got a bit of French League 2 action. Right. Enjoy yourselves.